You know that not everybody heard it. It was a commercial in the Phoenix metro area. It was a local one for Scottsdale Solar. You know, solar panels is another shade form on your home. If you've got rooftop solar panels, you are generating energy through those panels during daytime use. But that is one more layer of shade that stops the direct sunlight before it hits your rooftop. It doesn't cover the whole roof, and it's not a big part of it, but every little bit of shade counts. I mean, you can see when you pull into a parking lot, you can, in the summer, you can tell who's been through an Arizona summer more than once, because they're all huddled around the one little shade tree parked. Everyone that's not is parking in the blazing sun up close to the store thinking they've got a great parking spot.
That's for sure. Well, we were talking about it. It's the science of shade. And we Jennifer does a lot of our writing, about all of our writing. And when she got into this topic, she took the little infrared thermometer pistol I have in my truck, and she just started going crazy. She started shooting temperatures of everything. And in my house, the backyard faces due west. And we have a pretty large wall that's completely unshaded. The lawn comes up to within 2 feet of that wall. Then there's a little rock garden between the lawn and the wall. And that wall stands completely exposed to the western sun. And we're painted not a real light reflective color. It's what I call McDowell Mountain mauve. So it's on the darker spectrum. The wall temperature, with the outside temperature being 110 degrees the other day, the wall of our home, the outside wall of the home, was 150 degrees. Now that wall comes towards the kitchen, turns in, and then is covered by a shade patio for the rest of the length of the house. That same color wall, the same facing, west-facing situation, but under the shade was 104 degrees. A 50-degree difference of the outdoor temperature of your wall surface. And all of that, every one of those studs or the masonry block that is forming your outside wall, all of that heat transfers through to the inside. I think I'm going to have to do like a lattice on that exposed wall, maybe a grapevine that would bloom in the summer and grow some grapes on it and shade that whole wall. Because that's all the living room and the master bathroom. But I was surprised. Now the patio, we have old world stone patio. And we picked that product specifically because it's west facing and the ambient temperature of that product is never supposed to get above the ambient temperature of the environment. Well, in the sun, the patio leading to the swimming pool was like at 118 degrees. The cool deck was about 122 degrees. But that same patio in the shade was 90 degrees. So we've eliminated, for that part of our house that's shaded, 50 degrees off the outside wall temperature and 20 plus degrees off of the patio surface area. So we've eliminated the heat sink that when we moved in that house, that patio was always so hot. Then we have rolled down shades on the outside of the patio. You drop that and then you put the shades on the inside of the house. And by the time that heat,
couple layers there,
you're doing multiple layers. And I had it explained to me this week, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it next hour in home automation. But protecting yourself from the heat is done in layers, just like protecting yourself from the cold in Minnesota. You put your underwear on, then you put your long johns on, then you put your jeans on, then you put your over pants, wind pants, and then your waterproof pants, and then your parka and your gloves. Well, protecting yourself from the heat needs to be thought of in that same way. Layer your protection. Get that big canopy tree to shade those critical parts of your house. then have the shade screens, maybe protecting an area that you live in, and then shade screen the windows. But we have to do those right. I see more sunscreens on windows installed wrong than I see installed right. We'll go into that detail a little bit later.
Yeah, the patio, it's really fortunate that they've taken the design, and you know, patios on a lot of homes are non-existent at all. Maybe 5 feet, 8 feet off the back, front porch. That patio, the whole length of the house, is a, you know, your shade.
Oh, yeah.
And covering those windows. And, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of these subdivisions they're building in virtually has no overhang, no eaves, no porch, and all these windows are direct exposure with no way to shade them, other than the shade from the house next to it at certain times of the day, which isn't nearly enough. But maybe building science will catch back up and reverse that trend.